Welcome to the Unlock Your Block podcast, career empowerment with me, Robin Cartwright. Join me as I empower you to shine in your career, to up-level your life, and to go after your dreams. Let's talk. Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me on the Unlock Your Block podcast with me, Robin Cartwright, to talk about all those wonderful things to help up-level your career and your life. Today, we are discussing life's purpose versus career purpose with my guest, Amber Meyer. Using a unique blend of 20 years of experience in leadership and human resources with deep studies in the metaphysical, Amber now helps intuitives discover their soul purpose, awaken their intuitive gifts, and move past their blocks so they can fully claim their power. One of her deepest passions is teaching through the Akashic Records and Angel Certifications Program, the Akashic Angel Healing Academy, to support the development of powerful healers to be unleashed into the world. Amber has passion for helping individuals discover their soul purpose, awaken their unique gifts, and move past their blocks so they can fully embrace the power and purpose. Amber uses a unique blend of intuitive life coaching with guidance and healing from your Akashic Records, angels, and soul to help take powerful steps forward to your soul path and quantum leaps in your personal healing and vision for your life. She also teaches others to access the magic of the Akashic Records and angel healing in the Akashic Angel Healing Academy, which that is how I know Amber. So Amber, welcome. Thank you so much for coming. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me here, Robin.
I am dying to get into this because it's, you know, a passion of mine as well, the metaphysical world. But I wanted to kind of have you explain a little bit more about your career and how you got into this. You were in HR for a long time. How did you get into the metaphysical?
Well, it really started out as a personal passion. I was looking for ways to really heal my life and my family's life. And through the whole process, it really helped me discover my own life and soul purpose and realized that it gave me a really powerful avenue to help people with their life purpose even more. And you've probably felt this way for a long time too, being in HR and helping people with their careers and, you know, their professional and leadership development, that you're really helping people grow and develop. And a lot of times you're helping them with their life purposes as well. And so those are some of the big things that got me into HR in the first place, is I really wanted to help people align with their purpose and grow. And then I found that that's really a lot of what I like to do in the metaphysical world too. I just felt that in the metaphysical side of things, it really helped me go deeper with people and help them really do some of the healing that ends up being necessary to step into their purpose.
Awesome. Love it. Now, talk to me a little bit about this angel healing. What is angel healing?
Well, angel healing is a non-denominational energy healing where you work with your angels and your spirit team to really do any sort of healing. It could be physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and it really helps connect you to your intuition and the guidance of your angels and your spirit team. And the angels can help you with pretty much anything that you might ever need healing on. So you might work with healing energy in your aura or your chakras. You might do relationship healing. You can work on things like soul retrievals. You can do inner child healing. And just, you know, that connection that you get with your angels can just be so healing too, to help you just really feel like you have support on your journey.
Awesome. I love it. And then what about Akashic Records? Because I remember when I met you, it was like, I say, what? What are Akashic Records?
You know, if I were to name the Akashic Records, I would name them Soul Records. Like, it's just so much more intuitive, right? When I first ran across the Akashic Records too, that was like my response to it was like, Akashic Records? First of all, am I saying it right? And what is that? You know? So the Akashic records are really like soul records. I like to think of them as an energetic recording of your soul's journey through every lifetime. A lot of people like to think about the Akashic records like the library of your soul. Mm-hmm. And so I find the Akashic records to be this absolute amazing tool to help you gain insight on your soul's purpose and really discover your soul gifts and get the guidance that's needed to be able to transform your life into your wildest dreams.
It's just so cool. Yeah, I know. I've worked with you on them, and yeah, it's a great experience. So tell me a little bit. We talked about this kind of when you and I've talked about your career purpose versus your life purpose. So, you know, are they the same? Are they different? You know, you're more of the expert than I am. And so I'd love to hear what you think on life's purpose.
Absolutely. This is such a fun question. The number one question that I get in any of the Akashic Records coaching and readings that I do is, what is my soul or my life purpose? And I've learned a lot over thousands and thousands of readings. And one is that our guides like to describe our soul purpose in two different ways. There's this part that they consider more like our personal soul purpose, and that includes all the different experiences that your soul wants to have in each lifetime. And so that might be playing with old passions, trying new things, different lessons and wisdom that your soul is trying to learn, that sort of thing. But then there's also what I like to call lightworker purpose, but it's really like the bigger reason that you're here, the reason that you're here in service to others, and how you're really meant to help others on your path. So usually when people are like, I know there's something bigger out there for me, I can just feel it, I'm meant to make an impact, that's what they're talking about, is their lightworker purpose. Mm-hmm. And there can be a lot of similarities between your soul's or your life purpose and your career, but they're actually not the same. So a lot of people, when they're asking about their soul purpose, they're really asking, what career should I have? Which are two different questions. And so there's your soul purpose is much broader than your career. So if you think about it, you want to have a purposeful life, not necessarily just a purposeful career. And so your work and your career absolutely can be part of your soul purpose. And I think the people who feel the most fulfilled, it is part of their their career is part of their soul purpose. Right. But I like to think about your purpose is like why you do what you do, or like what you intend to achieve, or the impact that you want to make. And the career is more like the what, like how you bring your purpose to life. And that can change over time. So there's like a lot of different ways you can put your purpose to work. Mm-hmm. And you know, how like you can think about how your career can change over time, but it's still serving that same purpose. That's right. Kind of how it fits in. And so I feel like if your work that you do, your career feels like a calling, I think then it's probably in alignment with your soul purpose.
Right. Like we talked about this. So I had this, 30 years of professional HR, moved up the corporate ladder, and all of a sudden just had this pull that I needed to go out and coach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And to me, that is telling me that this is more aligned with my life's purpose. So your life's purpose and your career purpose can kind of be together. And it's more of, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and it comes easy and flow, that kind of, am I getting the gist of it?
Yeah, absolutely. Usually when you feel a lot of joy and fulfillment, and you're really tapping into that deeper purpose, right. It can help you get into that flow state.
Yeah, like I was talking to a client today, and he was telling me that, the jobs that he had just didn't really excite him and make him happy. And then when he thinks about moving into this other area, how excited he gets. And so we did some visionary work, some work on his manifestation, and try to put that all together so that you can feel that excitement in your job, which then you're more aligned with your life's purpose.
Absolutely. Yeah. It can feel more like a calling. It can feel like, like the difference between like good stress and bad stress, work a good challenge and you really enjoy it versus like wanting to pull your hair out and not ever go into the office again,
Right. But I think one thing that people get tripped up on is that they think that it's always going to be this beautiful flow and happy. Like my girlfriend's a nurse. She loves being a nurse, mm-hmm. but it's not always easy for her. There's times where, you know, she lost a patient last week. It was really sad. Mm-hmm. You know, there's difficult moments. And she said one of the things she hates doing is working with some of the doctors. So she tells me stories about them. But, you know, you have different people, or you maybe you're a CEO of a company and you love running the company. It's your baby. It's your passion. But you still have to do with quarterly reports. You have to deal with the board and the investors. So there's still, even like for you, there's things that you don't always like to do in your job, right?
Mm-hmm, definitely. I think that that's such a good thing to point out, because then people are like, oh, I'm running into some resistance. I don't like this. This must not be for me. But a lot of times our dreams are on the other side of fear. And so it's our souls really want to grow. And when can you think about a time that you've grown that it hasn't been uncomfortable at some point?
Yeah. Like me going LinkedIn live today. I didn't know what I was doing. I had to watch all these videos and figure it out and get out there. But yeah, so you're right. It's scary to go out and do something new. But at the same time, when I work with my clients and I see the excitement in their face and I see how it works, and that my pillars are actually working and that they're learning from me and they feel more enlightened and they're taking this. I mean, you must have the same thing when you work with your clients.
Oh, yeah. It's so fulfilling. You know, one of the things that I have a big passion for is helping people develop their intuition, you know, and be able to show them how to use that intuition in their everyday life, and, you know, help them live more conscious lives by developing this intuition. And one of my favorite things is when people blow their own minds, you know, like, oh my God, I can actually do this. And that will never get old for me. I love it.
Yeah. No, it's funny. I forget what it was the other day, and I wasn't using my intuition, and I go, oh, that was stupid. I knew that was going to happen. Why did I do that? You know, I just knew that if I did it that way, that's exactly what was going to happen. And that is what happened. I was like, why didn't I listen? Yeah. So tell me a little bit, because I know you have the intuitive abilities that you've sharpened over the years, and I used them a lot in work, but how did you use them in work? And how do you think our listeners can use them in their everyday lives at work? I mean, let's talk about intuition.
I think there's endless possibilities of how you can use your intuition at work. I think your intuition can help you make better decisions. I think, you know, a lot of times we get so stuck in the weeds and we can get so stressed out in some of these day-to-day things. And I feel like taking an intuitive look at your issues or your life or the situation can almost like help you rise above the situation and get like this like eagle view, this bigger picture of what's actually occurring. So then I think it really can help your stress level is what I found too. You know, I think it can, with helping you make better decisions, I feel like your intuition can almost give you like a roadmap of sorts and better direction. I think it really helps a lot with understanding other people you work with and really improving your relationships. Because I think it helps really better empathize like with what people are going through and how you can better support them, how you can better communicate with them. But then in general too, I think it, you know, what we're talking about, life purpose, soul purpose, I think it just really can help you get on that path, no matter if it's in your personal life or at work.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people in their careers, they're just miserable. But they don't know how to get out of it. They don't know which way to go. And then I've seen that they're not following their hearts. They're not following what they want to do. So they're miserable. Mm-hmm. But they're so afraid. And then you get the other side of it where they go and they, oh, this is my life purpose. And they just quit their job and go off and do something totally crazy. And I'm like, wait a minute. No. Come back. Let's kind of figure out how you can live in today's world, make the money you need to make to pay your bills, and be able to do your life purpose all in one. Do you run into that?
Well, I was just actually going to say that's, I think, one of your superpowers, Robin, that I really appreciate about you is that I feel like you have like such good balance on both sides of the world, and not everyone has that. Like you said, like some people are like they're overly logical and they only follow that, or they're like overly intuitive and like jump off a cliff after that. And like, I think you just have this like beautiful marriage of like bringing these things together and helping people think through all of that.
And that's what we talked about, my marriage.
But yeah, I think it's a challenge to be able to balance, you know, logic with your intuition. And I think it's just, it's one of those things like you kind of learn from over time. Like you were just saying, like the other day, you were like, oh, I know I should have listened to my intuition on that. I had that happen to me just on a walk with our dog the other day. We were about to walk down a cul-de-sac and I was like, that doesn't feel good. I don't think we should go down this cul-de-sac. A dog's going to run out at us. And I was like, oh, that's just my worry, because my dog's pretty reactive to other dogs. Within 10 seconds, a dog ran out to us.
I can't remember exactly what it was about, but I remember being in the bedroom going, that was so stupid. Why did I do that? That was just a dumb thing to do. Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, just intuition's not always logical. I mean, right. One of the things I thought of, like, I was in meetings all the time and I gave presentations all the time. I'm sure you did that a lot, and you know, a lot of your listeners do the same thing. Like, can you imagine how awesome it would be if you could tell what everyone was feeling in the moment, so you could like shift or change things as you go? I think that's part of like the fun of intuition, is that you really can like intuitively tap into that too.
Yeah. I remember being working as the head of talent, and a VP would come up and say, okay, this is what we're doing and we need to do all this, and this is how our hiring plan. And I looked at him and I went, okay. And I walked away thinking, yeah, that's not happening. I just knew that wasn't going to happen. And then 3 weeks later, he'd come back and say, oh, well, Robin, we had to change our hiring plan, so we're doing this now. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. So they prioritize.
There were times I could get those hits and I just knew, don't focus 100% on that project because that's not going to happen. Focus on this project. But it's really hard to listen to your intuition when you're got all that worry and angst in your head all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely can be. And I think that that's one of the biggest things that I find that keeps people from really feeling like they are tapping into their intuition, is just that overactive mind, overactive worrying, not being really present in the moment. And so that's part of how you learn to listen to your intuition, is you have to learn to be more present with yourself. And that can be difficult because we've learned not to do that for most of our lives.
So this world that we live in is so different compared to the metaphysical world, right? Because we're logic thinkers. It's the frontal brain. You know, it's go, go, go. I don't know most who's listening, but in the United States, especially, it's go, go, go and grind to the metal. You know, we just work ourselves. So in that, and you're trying to figure out your life's purpose and your career, and you're trying to be happy. And I know that a lot of the younger generation are definitely working on this. They're trying really hard to have more of that balance with your life purpose and your career purpose and using your intuition. So what recommendation would you have to our listeners about how they can pursue their life purpose, figure it out, you know, move into their intuitive abilities?
There's so many different things. I think one is, if you're really interested in learning about your life's purpose, learn how to tune into your intuition, you know, and anything that you can do, I would go for that. And there's thousands of ways to do that. You know, there's not just one approach, but you know, if you see an online class that looks interesting or a book that catches your interest, go there. A lot of times that's actually how your intuition works, is it's like almost like this little sprinkling of breadcrumbs that you follow that leads you to one place to another. And like, if I look back at my journey, at the little breadcrumbs that I followed, you know, for this last decade or so, it's kind of crazy to look back to see where it's taken me, just from like listening to that intuition going, yeah, I'm interested in that. Let me try that out. And so the other thing I would suggest is try to bring in the mentality of curiosity and play. That really helps open up your intuition as well. And so many of us are so taught to really focus on that logic, you know, and it's really about balance. It's not about throwing logic out, throwing your left brain out. It's about being able to bring both and together, you know, so intuition and logic, left brain and right brain, feelings right. and thinking, you know, so it's really about being able to bring all of that in together. So I think the more you focus on developing your intuition, the more you're also going to discover more about your life purpose, because it's going to lead you on that path. The other thing is, like, just really pay attention to what lights you up. I remember at one point in my career, I was in this important fork in the road where I was trying to decide if I was going to go into higher levels of operations management, or if I wanted to go more down the HR and organizational development side of things. And so I did this little activity for about a week. I was like, I'm going to pay attention to all the conversations that I have about work. And what part of my work lights me up that I could just talk about forever, you know, and you can hear the enthusiasm, the excitement in my voice, and what parts am I like, you know? And so that's what helped me make that choice, was I basically followed what lights me up. So the more you can really pay attention to what lights you up and follow that path and go for more of that, that's going to help you really discover your life's purpose too.
Yeah, no, well said, well said. So do you have anything you'd like to share with the listeners about your business and what you do and how they can reach out to you?
Yeah, I'm the founder of the Akashic Angel Healing Academy, and really the big things that people learn in the academy is how to develop and listen to their intuition through the Akashic Records and the angels. And that really helps you discover your soul purpose and really all of those things that get in the way of you doing it. You know, when once, like you said, like going on this journey to discover your life purpose isn't always an easy one. Like a lot of resistance comes up, and you really have to like push yourself and grow in different ways. You have to get out of your comfort zone. And so that's where a lot of the healing comes in. So you can work through those things. I do have, if I'm able to, when you share this podcast, provide a link, I do have a free guide that I channeled from the Akashic Records. It's called What Kind of Light Worker Are You? But really what it is it helps you discover what your soul purpose is and your gifts. And so it's a really fun place to start to look at what that higher purpose is and how you can learn to start to apply that purpose and those gifts into a variety of different careers.
And folks, it's where I started. So yeah, I loved it. So it's a beautiful guide. Yes. And what's your website that we can share? I mean, I've got it saved on my computer, but you can share it here.
It is ambermaier.com. So ambermaier.com.
And it will be in the show notes so everybody can learn if you want to kind of find out a little bit more about your soul purpose and get a little creative. You can go online and go through Amber's guide. And it's fantastic, the little worksheet. So Amber, thank you so much for being here. I know we're going to do this again, because this is one of those topics that just I keep getting over and over and over with people. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me on, Robin.